Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to Hump Day, the last week of November. Where we go, there you go. 2023 is almost over, a month to go. Hey, let's kick it off today with a little bit of music. Coming up, Elton John and Adele. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Those are great two songs there from Elton John and Adele, but while they were playing, Irene, you just told me you just had too many new things in your head. What new things have you got in your head?
They just keep changing everything. I just get my head around an app, you know, and start doing something new digitally and teach myself how to do it. And next thing I know, they've changed it. And I have to learn it all over again because it's not working properly because I've changed it. And it's like, you know, I get so annoyed with them sometimes. I've got to the stage where I sort of just, if I don't use the app very often, it's like, nah, forget it.
I know. And they tell us we need all these apps. I'm not quite sure why we need all of these apps.
No, I know. I've got so many in my phone. I've got an app for absolutely everything. And now I was just talking to a girlfriend for a coffee this morning, and it looks like I might need to download the AI app as well. I mean, really?
Well, you've got a choice.
Well, this, I know, I can say no, but this young man, I was having dinner with some friends the other night, and this young man said to me, Irene, I can write you any story you want in 30 seconds. And he has an iPhone and he has this AI app downloaded into his phone. And he said, give me a subject. So I said, okay, hunting crocodiles. And he talked into his phone, said a 600-word article on hunting crocodiles. And within 30 seconds, it was there.
And so isn't that how you would want to write your stories?
Well, I would like to say no, and that's not how I want to read stories. I want to read stories from the actual people who have written them, who've experienced them. I mean, if you can just get an AI app to write the story for you, what's going to happen to all our really talented artistic people who have these stories in their head? You know, the Stephen Kings of this world, and, you know, they create such amazing stories and they're all out of their heads, or they write memoirs about their experiences. And what's going to happen to all those people?
But have you been listening to the news? This has been happening for the last 2 years. There's probably very little that you read now that's actually created. And remember, they were saying, gosh, it was quite a while ago now. That was one thing they were concerned about with the actors, that you could just take the actors, superimpose them, and actually you don't need actors anymore.
I know. But when it's in a young man's phone, a young man who is still going to university, and or any school child with their phone can have this downloaded in their phone, we're going to have people not learning how to use their brains anymore, you know? I mean,
they just use them in a different way. Every student, probably for the last 3 years, their assignments are pretty much written by AI. Why not?
Okay, well, I guess it's put it in the same category as the e-bikes, you know? Everybody is now riding e-bikes, and there is no way that gives them as much exercise as riding an ordinary push bike. So everybody is becoming less capable, not more capable.
That's probably what our parents said when TV came out. And here we're going, oh my gosh. I mean, I totally agree with you, absolutely. But we've got to look at the flip side that, you know, maybe they're using their heads differently. And with the e-bikes, maybe that means at least they're actually getting out rather than sitting in front of a computer. Yeah.
No, I don't know. The same people who were riding the push bikes are riding the e-bikes. The same people that were sitting in front of TV are still sitting in front of TV.
No, I disagree with that, actually. I think the e-bikes have taken a lot more people out.
Maybe. All right. I'll let you have that one. But I don't. And I mean, you know, the whole thing about TVs as well. Like, okay, so can we really sit back now and say that was a good thing?
Well, no, probably not. No, I agree with you there with all the crap that's on it. No, it's not actually. Probably not. But it's a nice to have.
I know. And yes, you did right. I remember it saying exactly the same thing. All old people say that. And now I'm an old person and I'm saying it. And it's like, well, I didn't listen to them back then.
Oh my gosh, listeners out there, you should see Irene's face right at the moment. This realization that, oh my God, she's talking like an old person.
Oh no, I've been realizing that for donkey's ages, particularly when my great-grandchildren cross their eyes and try to stifle a sigh and a yawn when I start talking. It's like, oh God, I am an old person now.
Isn't it interesting keeping up though with young people speak? And you're right, exactly what's available to these days and what they use that we never had the opportunity to use something because it wasn't there, and us wrapping our head around it and, yeah, thinking it's changing. So what do we read that's real out of somebody's head and someone's imagination versus AI? Although saying that, it had to come from somewhere at some stage to be uploaded into AI, and it collects all that information. But, yeah, will we lose our imagination? Or because AI gives us a whole lot of different stuff, will our imagination grow because it's not something we could have thought of?
Okay, I mean, I'm not an incredibly artistic person, so I think of the painters, the sculptors, the the people that make amazing things like sculptures out of chicken wire and things like that, you know, they're amazing people. They do amazing things because it's the way their brains are wired and functioned. And are those people going to survive in this world coming up? Because, you know, the AI is going to take away a lot of their income.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think creativity is always there. But remember, it might just all go poof and then we'll need all those creatives again. I always think it's interesting how everybody saves everything up into the cloud, up into the cloud. And I just think, what happens when the cloud goes poof?
Wouldn't that be nice?
We're in a real crumble, but I was saying it's the last weekend of November, isn't it? We must all be feeling a little bit pressured and just having a good old grumble. Wow.
Well, not really, because, you know, as I was driving over here, I'm actually sitting in Ngātia talking to you now. And as I was driving over here, I came from Hampton Downs, so I came right through the little country back road, and I was going, oh my goodness, how beautiful is this? You know, you're driving to the East Coast, you've got those blue-grey mountain ranges, you know, in front of you all the way with this great big flat green, oh, just absolutely gorgeous driving. You can't be angry or depressed or anything driving around New Zealand. You honestly can't. It just gives you a joy. I've got my magic radio going and I'm singing away and I'm going, down with the world. I'm happy.
And there's probably a whole lot of people behind you going, move over, lady.
I tell you what, there's not very many people on this road that can travel at my speed. Really. I mean, cornering, yes, I'm a lot slower, but I let them go before they've even had a chance to get angry with me. And it's really funny, but it's cars, even truckies. I was talking to a truckie the other day. Cars cause the most problems on the road, not camper vans. There's so many people in cars who cannot drive properly. And it's their brains. Here we go, back to the AI thing again, you see. They're not thinking. Like, you try and pull over to let them pass, you're indicating you're pulling over to the left. They've got a long, straight road with no cars coming. You're trying to allow them the space to pass, and they won't pass.
Well, you see, they won't need that. They won't need that skill soon because the cars will just drive themselves anyway. So there's no use learning that skill now in their mind because it's only going to be a few more years and the cars, you won't need to drive. The car will drive you somewhere.
You have definitely got a bear up your bum today, haven't you?
Actually, I do agree with you. I do agree with you, actually, in regards to that. And we see... I see that a lot too, travelling around, where it just, I don't know whether it's the younger people, I don't take that much notice, but certainly cars don't know how to pass. It's really interesting, isn't it? You're right, you've got this long straight, and then they go and pass on a corner.
Yeah.
So the corner's coming up and they go, oh my gosh, I'll pass now. And you just think, really? You've had these miles of long straights and yeah, so that there is something there, and maybe they don't teach them in... Did we get taught how to pass, or did we teach ourselves? I don't know.
I remember specifically learning how to pass and teaching my granddaughter when we were learning how to drive, and I was teaching my granddaughter and my children how to pass. But you're right. I don't know whether it's because they don't get taught that, or they have become too reliant on people allowing them to... You know, like if I pull right off the road, they'll pass fine. They just won't pull over into the oncoming traffic lane to pass, even when there's no oncoming traffic. They just won't do it. And they're tailgating me, expecting me to pull right off the road. And I just get to the stage with them where I go, hey, I've given you three opportunities to pass. You haven't. That's it. I'm over it. The only time I'll back down on that is when they end up with other traffic behind them and they're holding up this other traffic, and then I'll go, okay, well, you're a terrible driver, but it's not fair on the other guys behind me. So then I'll you know, pull over and let them go. But the truckies are saying the same thing. So they try very hard to let the traffic go, but they've got to the stage that driving is so bad and they won't pass, and so they just give up.
Maybe they needed that GPS lady or man, whichever their voice they've got in their GPS, to go, you may pass now. There's a straight coming up of 4 kilometres. You look to your right. Can you see a car coming? No. Pass. Go.
I agree. They need to be told to pass. They need to be told to pass.
Well, for any of us out there, if we are out there on the roads, we know that everybody's a bit stressed at this time of the year. So take your time, and if someone is up your bum, let them pass and let them move on rather than getting grumpy with it all as well. Gosh, we've been gabbling on and on. Do you know, we've been, I don't know, it's just, I think the end of November and time's just flying by, and time has also flown by this morning. Hey guys, that's all we got the time for. Oh gosh, see, look, I can't even speak anymore. But anyway, we'll see you next week. And it'll be December, and we'll be allowed to splash that C word around as much as we like. See you the same time, same place next week.
two psychics pass each other in the street, and one says to the other, "You're doing all right, how am I?"
By Deliquo Communication, deliquo.co.nz.